Quest presents an unabridged recording of White Lie by John Templeton Smith, narrated by Malk Williams. A better knight cannot die, though he might in a better cause. John Winter, also known as Sibelius I. We conduct our activities and ourselves according to the highest standards of integrity, morality, and honor, and according to the spirit and letter of our law and constitution. You have my word. Tanner Williams, Central Intelligence Agency. The drink. The drink lessens the pain, that's all. Major Charles Riker, U.S. Air Force, retired. Briefing. Three apparently unconnected events had their beginnings during that 24-hour period in late September. The first, in Oklahoma City, was the lead news story on the local television stations and concerned the violent rape and murder of a TV presenter. The 35-year-old woman, Julia Summers Carroll, had been reporting on drug pushers targeting metro-area schools. Early indications pointed to a city drug gang as suspects in the homicide. It was 2 days later that an OB unit from Channel 9, a CBS affiliate, ran a piece on the murdered woman's husband, a professor at Oklahoma City University, a softly spoken man in his early 50s with long, untidy blonde hair, who had lectured on European history at the university for 6 years, and who had been married to Julia for just 18 months. He had the shell-shocked air of a man who hadn't yet taken it all in. Except perhaps for his parting words to those responsible. They will all be brought to justice. Of that they should have no doubt. Which sounded implausibly like a threat. Following the murder of Julia Summers Carroll, there was a series of druggy killings in the 3-month run-up to Christmas, 4 in total, 1 every 3 weeks. The city police, with a pathologist's report showing that the killings followed the same M.O., death being the result of a sharp instrument entering the base of the skull where the spinal cord joined the brain, the perfect spot, quick, quiet and clean, were no nearer discovering the killer, when a young detective, finding that the personal effects of Julia Summers Carroll, a wristwatch and a wedding ring, had not been returned to her husband, tried to contact the professor at his university.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?